what's up, Geekscapists? Welcome to a brand new Geekscape podcast. I'm Jonathan London, your host. And if this is your first Geekscape, well, strap yourselves in for some geek conversation. That's what we've been doing for the last 15 years. And Geekscape is proud to be one of the longest running podcasts on the internet. Why? Well, it's like cockroaches. We're going to survive any nuclear problem that happens. And in 2020, it's actually pretty likely. So this week, it's Thanksgiving here in America. And we're going to put together a bit of a Thanksgiving roundtable discussion. We've got Matt Kelly coming up. He's just launching a brand new Geekscape show this week called Christmas 365. It's all about Christmas. It's pretty funny. We're launching it on the week of Thanksgiving. And Matt is obsessed with Christmas, so we'll talk a bit about that. We'll talk about what we're thankful for. We got Katie joining me, of course, my co-host. And because they're our neighbors to the north and they've already celebrated Thanksgiving, we've got Derek back on the show to talk about what he's thankful for because you know, he celebrated Thanksgiving. He said it wasn't that big of a deal up in Canada, but Derek's a big deal to us, so we're going to give him a chance to, you know, tell us what he's thankful for here. So that's Geekscape. That's what you got coming up on the show, and I'm glad you're here with us. We were having a little bit of a technical difficulty. Matt is in Pittsburgh at the moment, and he's at Chris Fafalios' house. Chris Fafalios is in the background somewhere in Matt's stream when I pop him up here on the show, and they've been recording 8 straight episodes of what is my favorite show on the Geekscape podcast network, One Hit Thunder. And I got to tell you, if you're not listening to that show and you're a music fan, then you're really missing out. Even if you're not a music fan, you should be listening to One Hit Thunder. The last episode they did was with our good friend Tony Hartman, who may be bringing his show to the podcast network. And they were talking about Crazy Town's song Butterfly, which you might be like, what is that song? Butterfly is the one that was like, come, my lady, come. I can't do it, but it is the douchiest song of 2001. If y'all remember that one, remember the video had like it was really kind of like trippy and the dudes had tattoos and stuff and too many body piercings. They did a breakdown of that show on the last One Hit Thunder, and it's worth you going to your podcatcher and finding it because it is one of the funniest things I have heard in a long time. I was crying listening to it because that song is awful, and they did a pretty great job of skewering it. Also, if you're a fan and you actually finished the Spider-Man Miles Morales game, go back in the feed and find last week's episode. It wasn't a traditional episode, but we did break down all of the Spider-Man Miles Morales video game that came out for the PS5 and PS4. There is a spoiler warning midway through the show, so you can listen to at least half of it without having to bail if you have not finished the show. So don't you sweat that. All right, here we go. This is the Thanksgiving episode. We're going to be talking about what we're thankful for. And right now, just before I lead things off to my co-hosts, I would love it and be very thankful if you go to whatever podcatcher you're on right now and leave us a review. Drop that 5 stars. Tell people what you love about Geekscape. Share it with your friends. Maybe hit that share thing on your app and be like, hey, you should check out Geekscape. They're hilarious because Katie's on. Ignore Jonathan. Send. Or if you just really want to torture people, send them, you know, an episode that's me by myself, and maybe that'll happen. All right. It's enough filibustering from myself. Let's go ahead and let's start this little round table. I'm going to go ahead and bring on my co-host, my co-hostess with the mostest. That's right. That's Katie. Katie, how are you?
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're That's my butterfly, it. Sugar, baby. Oh. Come on now.
Yeah. It was awful.
It's a terrible song, but it's so good at the same time. It's one of those songs that you will sing no matter where you are.
Katie, you got to go out and find this episode. One Hit Thunder is my favorite show on the podcast network since Derek has gone into his Canadian hibernation period, which lasts about 3 years. Oh. And isn't doing his Xbox Game Pass show or any video game show for the Geekscape Network. I mean, why would we want that with 2 systems coming out? Why would we need a video game show? So I've been really digging on One Hit Thunder, and it is awesome. So maybe Chris will pop into the background there on Matt's feed, but it is my favorite show on the network, and I'm really happy with the network. Matt has done what I think it's like what I've always wanted is to have a network with cool shows. And Matt is the guy who has made it happen. He's taken it upon himself to like add whatever he wants. And if you're listening to this on the Geekscape podcast feed, go back 1 episode on the feed, and you're actually going to see that it's a sneak peek of Christmas 365, our brand new Christmas year-round show, which might make it to April before Matt gets too busy and ends up not doing this show anymore. I'm going to call it right now, Matt, because I'm going to bring you in here in a second. Our Christmas 365 show, first off, it's not a daily show, so I don't understand why it's called Christmas 365 instead of just like Christmas 48 or 52. Let's call it Christmas 52, 52 weeks in a year. Let's call it Christmas 52 and not 365. And here's another thing. If that show does not last a year, Matt, it is one of the poorest planned shows of ever. It was as poorly planned as that sentence I just spouted out. While we're on the track, Justin Peniston, watching on Facebook, who's one of my dear friends. This dude's an amazing creator, great writer, does some really cool comic work, and is just a damn good writer. He says, please, this is unacceptable. Justin, go find the One Hit Thunder episode and just listen to it. It's really great.
That is the lyrics, though, right? Like, he's not saying that.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, they're spelled C-O-M-E, but I think we know what we're doing. Talking about. He says we're going to make your legs shake. So
There's a U in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. If there's one thing that Crazy Town's not known for, it's their subtlety. So let's not do that. All right. Bold T says that Kevin Rose copied the douchey guy's shoulder star tattoos. When you say the douchey guy on Crazy Town, I don't know which one you're talking about because there's two of them. So
I forgot about those. Like the star tattoos and then like the beaded necklace with like the hemp around it.
Yeah, I think it's a navigation star. And no. There's a part in the video where it lifts off of his body and goes and becomes a graphic in the sky or something. They talk about it on the episode. They really leave no stone uncovered on this One Hit Thunder, and they destroy the band. And really, I mean, Chris and Tony spend half the episode discussing how, whether or not, like, just how Trumpy each of them are. We haven't seen these idiots since they got off of like a reality show 10 years ago. We have to know, are they Trumpers? We don't know, but they're very Trump-y, I think is what we're discussing.
It is amazing. Like what kind of art you have to like, kind of like really delve into and be like, is this what I think it is? Or is there another underlying Pepe the Frog layer that I don't know about?
George Pepe, speaking of Pepe, says last time I saw they were playing, they had seven pay-to-play bands opening for them. And that is where a band pays to get on the bill.
Oh.
Katie, I don't know if you've ever experienced like,
oh yeah,
bringer
shows.
Like I did bringer shows in stand up, and it was like it's just soul destroying.
Those are the worst. I did a couple of those at the Comedy Store, and
Vargas Mason.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny because Mark got to the point where he was so good that he got paid for doing those shows, even though he still had to bringer show all of his people.
Vargas Mason is the guy who I don't know if I don't know if he still runs the bringer shows at the Comedy Store, but he's got it, right?
There's also another guy named Michael Q. Oh wow, we're just like airing all the dirty laundry, aren't we?
You know what? I definitely got to the point where he's just mailing me tickets unsolicited. And he's like, You're on the show. And I'm like, I'm supposed to sell these things, and I'm not gonna sell these tickets, dude. Just put me on the show. I'll bring a couple Geekscapists for people I know in LA. I'll do well or I'll do poorly, whatever. It's like it's clearly control is not in my hands when it comes to that stuff. But bringer, I just remember I did the main stage at the Comedy Store, and I'm sitting in the back in this like just hellish.
Cocaine ridden.
Yeah. And one of the glass piano that is sitting there, and it's got little cuts on it. It's a coffee table like size thing, and it's in the back of the Comedy Store. And I just remember this guy sitting next to him. He may be dead now. He just was like, you know what's cool about this? Robin Williams did coke off of that.
Yeah, everybody did coke right off of that thing.
And I was like, I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be a part of any of this. And then it was,
I had a similar reaction. There was someone who said, like, oh yeah, Richard Pryor did coke off of, like, who didn't do coke off of this freaking glass piano coffee table?
Jonathan did not do coke off of it. Jonathan may have rented a Coca-Cola off of it, but around that time, Gaston started opening the back of Meltdown up for comedy, and we just did comedy there because it was, I mean, it's, I know it's shooting fish in a barrel, but like,
that place
with like the geek comedy shows. I have to be is like, what's the deal with Silver Surfer? And everybody's like, oh, I know, right? And it's like, it was a little easier, easier than waiting through 18 people
to find angry. The one person who understood the comic reference that you just made.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to be talking about what we're grateful for on this episode. And right off the bat, Danny Campuzano, who was big yanks to you, Geekscape, says, I'm thankful for Katie.
Oh, thank you, Danny. That's so nice. I'm thankful for you and all your kindness.
And can I just say, big yanks, you did such a damn good job on the last episode talking about Miles Morales' Spider-Man. You did a really good job jumping in. You're not a Geekscape regular, but maybe you should be, buddy, because... You're a good dude, and you always have some really good jokes and really good takes. Speaking of Geekscape regulars, we can't get rid of this next guy. That's Matt Kelly. Matt Kelly is, you know, this dude, he has a holiday week, and he spends it driving from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh to record 8 episodes of What Hit Thunder. The dude is dedicated or completely lacking of anything else to do. I don't know which one it is. Little bit of both. Well, you know what? You just described why Geekscape's been going on for so long. I don't got anything else to do. And we're dedicated. So, Matt, you're in Pittsburgh. You're recording some episodes of One Hit Thunder with Chris. If Chris is around, have him come on and say hi. But, dude, thank you. I want to just say, like, as we're talking gratitude, I just want to say thanks a lot for, you know, the last 15 years of being – really a tent pole for Geekscape in a lot of ways. Like, you know, as anybody who has creative passions or starts up something from the ground floor, like it gets tough sometimes, and your passion, your ability to show up every day, like it ebbs and flows big time. And sometimes you just run out of ideas. Sometimes I just run out of ideas a lot of times, and you being there is something that I'm totally thankful for. And you have absolutely been the rock to this whole thing. Like, I'm glad. I love seeing you, what you do at Comic-Con. I love seeing what you do on the network, man. And I just got to say, right off the bat, one of the main things I'm grateful for is you right there, Mr. Matthew Kelly.
Well, I'm very thankful that Crave Online and Escapist Magazine and Geek Chic Daily all didn't want to hire me when they poached all the other writers from Geekscape. So that everyone else who started at the same time at the site as I did went on to get paid for what they do, and I'm still just producing podcasts hoping that maybe one day I'll make $20 off of a Best Fiends advertisement or something. But
Matt, let's just, you know what? Let's just talk about that. I mean, those, having worked at those companies as a host for several of them, their sales departments are like 90% of those companies. Those people are like churning the sponsor dollars in and out. And I don't think those companies really exist that much anymore.
No, probably not.
So that being said, they kept selling their ideas to advertisers. If for some reason we can think of like a great genius idea, like a Christmas show that goes year round, maybe who wouldn't want to sponsor that? How can we not find an advertiser for that brilliant idea? Look, that damn thing better make it past April. That's all I'm saying. Listen,
first of all, John, it's called Christmas 365 because we have the Christmas spirit all year round. Secondly, it gives us an episode to stop doing the show at. At episode 365, we can hang up our ice skates and walk away from the show entirely. But we've got a good amount of episodes already in the can. The first episode is just me and my co-host Dylan talking about this Netflix original movie. But next week we have an interview with Santa Claus. We have a discussion with about the Emmett Otter Jug Band Christmas. We have our friend Joe talking about the difference between Christmas carols and Christmas songs. We've got the star of the newest Hallmark movie joining us to talk about what it's like to create Christmas films at Hallmark. We've got someone calling in from Norway to tell us how Norwegian Christmases are celebrated. We've had one person hit us up. They want to talk about The Hebrew Hammer, the Comedy Central original movie, to talk, you know, make sure that we're covering as many holiday-based religions as possible, not just making it Christmas-centric, even though it is called Christmas 365. But yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a really fun show. I said this in the sneak peek thing that we dropped yesterday, but Horror Movie Night, One Hit Thunder, all those shows, I think, do have a lot of fun value to them, but I always feel like they tend to lean into a little bit of pessimism for the humor. It's a lot of like taking shots. And I felt like after this year, we needed a show that was just as positive and wholesome as humanly possible. And I know that the holiday time puts me in the most positive attitude. And I know my friend Dylan is like one of those dudes who just celebrates all year round anyway, because it puts him in such a good mood. So I knew that our powers combined, we would easily be able to knock out weekly content about our favorite elements of the holiday. So I think it will be a fun, good, optimistic, goofy show for people to enjoy.
Matt, of course, I'm just being silly. I actually love your positive attitude. I love that you're just like, I don't care if anybody else is on board, I'm doing it, and you just do it. And you know, and like, honestly, like, being completely honest, like, sink or swim, you at least give it a shot. You know what I mean? While the rest of us like can talk ourselves out of things, you're just like, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go for it. And Bold T says, you know what? His Xmas 365 gift wish is to see a fan art of Matt roundhouse kicking Jonathan, ideally in the face. The man deserves his due. Can any artist make this a thing? So if you're watching right now and you want to do a piece of Matt Kelly roundhouse kicking me in the face, I think that I deserve it. And I will no longer bah humbug the Christmas 365 show.
And I will,
it is part of the Geekscape Network.
As we're talking about things that we're thankful for, I mean, obviously, I've always said that you, to me, have been the older brother that I've always wanted in my life.
You have older brothers, though, right?
No, I'm the oldest in the family. So you are...
Holy shit. They act old like they're older than you, though.
Yeah, no. A lot of people think I'm the youngest. There was a thing that you said to me when I lived in L.A., and I was getting ready to move back home. And, you know, you made a lot of jokes. They were mean-spirited jokes, because that's the way that you are. But at the very
end... That's how I show affection, Maddie.
But the one of the last things you said to me before I left California was that you said, I've never seen anyone get knocked down more than I've seen you get knocked down. But then you said, I've also never seen anyone get back up as much as you've gotten back up. And that has been a very strong thing in my life of ever since then, always remembering that, like, I always figure out a way to, like, get up, dust myself off, and try something new. So thank you for introducing that.
Of course, dude. Is it because you're constantly so low to the ground? Imagine if you were to rise to extreme heights, how much more difficult that would be to recover from.
My favorite thing is knowing that Derek has just been chilling patiently for 19 minutes.
Well, you know what? He's Canadian. He already celebrated Thanksgiving. We have our stuffing day coming up in a few days. Like, he can deal with it, all right? His next Thanksgiving is in another year. Like, he could deal.
That's fair.
I'm telling you, though, I'm celebrating both Thanksgivings next year. It's happening. October and November. It's the best holiday. No offense to 365. But
how,
like,
dare you? But
Thanksgiving,
no.
I'm just saying.
Well, and I mean, again, thank you. As we're spouting out the things we're thankful for, obviously, you kind of giving me free rein to be like, whatever weird idea pops into your head. And, you know, like, One Hit Thunder to me, obviously, there's not a lot of shows I would travel 4 hours to record 8 episodes and then just turn around and drive back for another 4 hours. But the show was a weird, dumb idea. And I pitched it to someone who I thought would be able to rise to the occasion as a host. And I'm glad that I picked Chris. I think Chris is the best host that we could ever have for that show. And I mean, I am very excited for the episodes that we recorded. Like, we have been having a really great time today.
Well, no spoilers. Chris is been pretty busy. Punchline, his band, has a brand new music special out. If you all have Amazon, go check out the music special. You can get it on Amazon Prime if you're a member, for sure. It's the Punchline music special. It's available now on
Amazon. It's the
Amazon,
best 55 minutes you can have. It's so fun. Seriously.
And they also have a new song out right now. So search for Punchline on all the musical devices, all the Spotify's and the this and the that's, and listen to it. You're going to love it. George Pepe says, Maddie, you need to go to Bronner's in Michigan. It's a 365-day Christmas store. I would suggest, if y'all make it to like episode 100, you know what? Let's do it within the year. Let's go and do like a live episode. Michigan's not too much further than you drove today, right?
Yeah. I have every desire to do live podcasting, but I'd like for the pandemic to be over before I start scheduling that. So let's aim for episode 100. Let's aim for episode 100. Give me a good 2 years before we take this show on the road.
Maddie, it's a hoax. Nothing but a hoax.
Don't get into that.
Pandemic ain't nothing.
I will tell you this much. When I got here, we don't have sheets where I'm at. So I was like, oh, I got to stop and get some sheets. And
like bed sheets?
No,
sheets is like a convenience store.
It's like a convenience store.
It's like a gas station. Yeah.
But I walked in, and the only people wearing masks in the building were myself and the employees. I was like, oh no.
Oh, it makes my skin itch.
Well, that sucks. And let's remind everybody that if you want, Geekscape sells shirts that say heroes wear masks. So wear a freaking mask, as Matt's t-shirt says right now for you video listeners. That is not the shirt we sell.
No, this is the one we got a cease and desist from New Line Pictures.
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
New Line sent us a cease and desist, and Compass Pictures sent us a cease and desist for our glow in the dark Michael Myers wear a mask shirts. But if you go to the horror movie night Facebook, we're still selling them if you ask for them. We just can't post them legally anywhere.
Don't say that, Maddie. Listen, Matt, they ain't going to come after you. They're going to come after me. The red Geekscape wear a mask shirts, those are the ones that if you go to the Geekscape Facebook group, you can find it pinned at the top there. There's a link to go buy your Geekscape.
Real heroes wear masks.
Where heroes wear masks, it's not going to get taken down by New Line Pictures. Like New Line Pictures got taken down by the Golden Compass. That is
if you're looking to cease and desist anyone, go for good old Moneybags London over here.
Yeah, just come over here. Him. Jesus. All right, let's get the Canadian in here. I know, like, as I invited the Canadian, I said, what are we talking about? This guy's already celebrated. Why is he on the show? But you know what? We love Derek. He's a family member. And let's bring him on and let's talk to him. Derek, how are things in Canada? You've already celebrated Thanksgiving in Canada. What can we expect come Friday?
our Thanksgiving in Canada this year was me and Michaela sitting at home. And hopefully you'll have a lot of that same stuff. Hopefully you're not seeing anybody, because I hear it's really dangerous. And especially in America, things aren't going super well. So. Things in Canada we're not doing so hot either these days, and they've just upped our restrictions and stuff like that. So,
Really, are you guys getting a spike as well?
Yeah, we were like, obviously it's like peanuts compared to you guys, but
yeah, we love to go big.
You know, we went through a lot of like September and October with like, oh, we've got like 95 new cases today in British Columbia, and now it's like, you know, we just posted our weekend numbers and it was about 2,000 for the weekend. So it's really skyrocketing compared to what it was. So they've upped our restrictions a little bit, which I think was I wish that they had done sooner. They've in a very Canadian manner, they've been like, oh, we just have to trust that we'll do the right thing. And I think humans time and time again have proved that that doesn't really work. And that seems to be the case with the coronavirus pandemic as well, I'm afraid. So I just want to say, as I was sitting back there for 25 minutes, I'm like laughing my ass off at like, I can't even remember what happened now. But then I'm like almost tearing up at just like hearing Matt talk about Christmas spirit and talking about this like fucking Christmas show where if you describe it to somebody, they're like, why the fuck would somebody make a show about that? But in the way that he talks about it, like it just became like the most like wholesome thing that I could possibly imagine. And I listened to the first episode today, and Michaela listened to it with me as well. We were driving in the car, and like the first thing that she said is like, who the fuck didn't watch Let It Snow last year? That was like the best Christmas movie that came out. So we fucking watched Let It Snow. I'm swearing a lot today. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's a really,
I'll tone it down. It was, I loved it. It was, and then we were like, should we watch like Let It Snow later? And,
how many
times can one man watch Let It Snow in a single year? Apparently a lot of freaking times.
Matt will do that one. There's just this endearing naivety to Matt that we just love so much here on Geekscape. He doesn't know any better, and we just love him for it. It's the best. He really is the best. Matt's like, F you, I didn't have to be here. I've been spent all day recording podcasts for your stupid network. I want to go to sleep.
What time is it there, Matt?
It's 10 o'clock.
It's a late 10 o'clock.
That is late, honestly. I'm like, I feel way too old now, or I'm just like, it's 10. Can we go to bed now?
I won't give any spoilers about what we recorded, but I will say that two of the people that were scheduled had to cancel at the last second, and because I'm such a maniac for us keeping the schedule, we figured out a way to just wing two episodes. We're like at one point I won't say the band, but I was like, if we turn on the microphones right now, I can give us 45 minutes on this band on the fly.
Well, Matt, listen, it's endearing that you love this stuff, because Heidi has messaged, Matt, will you watch cheesy Christmas movies with me from Facebook? So see, there are girls who will want to watch them. They happen to be my girlfriend.
They're all taken, but that's fine. I will
say,
some
of that may be pity, but Matt, please.
Heidi, message me on Facebook with what your favorite Christmas movie is, and we'll get you on as a guest to promote Alan Fletcher.
Careful, pal.
Have you guys tried that?
He's trying to DM her.
Yeah, slide in those DMs.
He's trying to slide those DMs.
Have you tried the Disney Plus like group watch stuff?
No,
is anybody tried that?
Good. Yeah,
it's interesting. It's not. It's no. It's not quite on like. Because my sister and I did it for Hocus Pocus during Halloween time, and it was so fun, but practically not great. Because we Zoomed while watching it, and like I feel like this is like such a really, like this is what everybody wants. They want to watch things with their family. They want to watch things while they're socially distanced. But like hers was like just like a half step further than mine. So I would always hear like, you know, what was going on like a couple of minutes into the movie, and I was like, no, but like while we were talking we would laugh and like make comments. I don't know, I feel like it's just almost there,
so close. That does sound frustrating when the sync is not
so
right.
is that all that the feature does, is it's meant to start the movie at the same time for people, like, or does it have like, it doesn't have like, you're not videoing each other through the platform or anything.
You're not videoing each other. You can chat each other and do like emojis. Well, no, I don't think you can even chat. You can just emoji it. So you're just like
react
oh,
to what's happening through. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. There's no talking like, during the movie, Derek.
No, which is funny because my sister, her roommate, does not like people quoting things during movies, and they've been watching the Harry Potter movies. And I was like, how do you not quote?
Very quotable.
Yeah.
Every line of Harry Potter. Like that's such a standard that I cannot reach.
So let's get to the beat of it, because it is Thanksgiving coming up for three of us. Derek already has the experience of having Canadian Thanksgiving.
We got our Christmas tree up. Like we're for the first actually time since I think since I moved out, like when I was like 17, 18 years old. I'm sorry. It's Thanksgiving.
Rain it in, right. Socialist. Yeah, okay. Right?
Quit bragging.
Okay. Listen, we don't live.
I was just gonna say I'm making a turkey for the first time, and I'm so excited.
Listen, oh no way!
Right? Like
we don't live in a
socialism.
We don't live in a socialist apocalypse like you do with your healthcare. All right, with your healthcare and your stimulus checks, your stimulus checks every month. Like we don't have that.
There's no stimulus checks here. You guys got a whole $1,200, almost $100 per month.
Yeah,
at this point.
I'm almost halfway through it at this point.
You break it all down
really well.
I immediately spent my stimulus test, stimulus check on a root canal the same day. It got deposited and the same day it went out.
I'm pretty sure I spent it on taxes.
Actually, I did not have to pay my student loans for 6 months, which equates to $1,200 that I still have to pay back, but just later now. So
Canada!
Right?
Well, let's get to it. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? This can be a geeky thing. For instance, something small. I am very thankful, obviously, for the network and for the awesome video game. Like last week when we talked about Spider-Man Miles Morales on the episode, that was a fun game, and I love that it was actually short enough for me to finish amongst all my other work. I then went out on Friday and I bought the game that Katie said she was not looking forward to, even though we're both Zelda fans. I picked up Hyrule Warriors, Age of Calamity, and I got to tell you, it is exactly what I love and exactly the thing that I was looking forward to, and I've been playing that. So Age of Calamity is fun. I love that they use all the assets from the Zelda Breath of the Wild games, and it's just good to be amongst friends. Here's Heidi, who, when I say what I'm grateful for, she wanted to come and impose on the episode and shake and be like, well, how could you
better
not
talk about me?
As if her not blowing up the comments wasn't enough. She's in here now. And hey, gorgeous, how are you? What are you grateful for?
I'm thankful for you and our nice little life here. What is that?
That's very sweet.
Listen, grateful for Star Wars and
if you want that kind of saccharine positivity, talk to Matt Kelly, all right? This guy started a
I'll sell you on a Christmas podcast, no problem.
I already messaged him.
You guys are gonna listen. As Big Yank says, barf in the comments. This is not what we do here. Listen, Geekscape was built on Jonathan's this is just me creating a roast for people. Like, that's all Geekscape really is.
And I'm grateful that you have them and they have you.
To a degree, okay. Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, I'll be quiet. I could keep going. I wanted to say hi, though. Hi, right. Everyone.
Hello.
Hi. Have fun.
Bye.
So, the gracefulness as we were saying, which he leaves is very endearing.
But
I'm gonna need to get her some smoke bombs so that when she leaves, she just.
Well, listen, I'm not flash paper.
I still refuse to cater to the video viewers of the show because they listen. If y'all want to start catering, if y'all want to start getting catered to with special effects and animations and stuff like that, get more people to watch the show. But the truth is, the bread and butter, baby, is in the podcasting. And it's all audio all the time for us as far as those numbers go. And I'm not going to throw a smoke bomb or a visual gag for the people watching. It's all about the listeners, as Matt Kelly will attest. We're a podcast network, and that's an audio experience. George Pepe says, I'm thankful for Geekscape. It's like hanging out with friends every week, but safely, socially distanced. Well, we're geeks. Not a lot of people want to hang out with us. So we don't have a whole lot of choice on the socially distancing.
You don't get that ripe smell that comes from geeking out, especially like Comic-Con type smell.
I think you can buy that in a candle now.
Well,
the Comic-Con scent?
Yeah, that scent is actually like con crud. You go home with it and get sick, and then it grows on you like that freaking meteorite in Creepshow that Stephen King opened up. So just to close the loop on Age of Calamity, the new Zelda game, it's cool to play a game that takes place in the Breath of the Wild universe and has all the same assets and all the—I mean, literally the sound, the art, everything is.
Does it have the cooking music? Because the cooking music.
It has the cooking music. It has all. It has all that stuff in it. Yeah. It found a way to put the Koroks in there. It found a way to put all the enemies in it, and also the expansive map and the different weapons and customizing and cooking. It's all in there, but obviously the gameplay is like the kind of. Well, it's the kind that like Katie definitely was like, I'm not that into, because it is very much like Dynasty Warriors. And having playing the game now, it will become repetitive. It will become the same thing over and over again, where you just do smash 'em up combos to greater degrees as you level up. And you're going to play through it with this for the story, and you're never going to play it again. But
Do you feel like you've gotten anything more out of the story?
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun. Remember when we were playing Breath of the Wild and we were talking about it a lot on Geekscape Games, Derek, and characters like Nefa became obsessions because she's the female fish girl or something like that. Like, yeah, it's like
Zora.
Yeah, she's a Zora, and you actually see her like by the time Breath of the Wild comes out, it's 100 years in the future, and her character is dead. So like fighting alongside her in this, and she's actually still alive, there's like a sadness to it. And so you do get to see some of those characters that later you know what's going to happen to them. So you're playing through a prequel. And yeah, it feels familiar. It feels fun. Is it comparable to a Zelda game? No, it's a Dynasty Warriors game, but it's scratching the right itch.
You know, they wouldn't have made 100 Dynasty Warriors games if they weren't doing something right.
Yeah. You know what I realize they take the place of is those, remember when the Peter Jackson Lord of the Rings games came out?
Oh, yes.
On the PlayStation 2?
Yeah, yeah.
Those games were awesome, and they were smash-em-up games.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of alongside those games in theme. Also got redundant and repetitive, but you kind of love the immediate satisfaction of seeing, 100 people fly up in the air and get smashed. I think my brother's getting COVID tested. I got COVID tested for the 7th time last week, and we're going to have him over. That's the risk we're going to run. It's having my brother over for Thanksgiving. So I'm grateful for that, and grateful that we're going to sit down and watch his Lifetime original movie. I think it's called Head of the Class or something, and it's about, he plays a detective because...
What?
Did you not know this?
No, I did not know this.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Kelly, did you know this?
Yeah, you sent me the trailer, and I was very excited. Okay.
It's called Head of the Class, is that what you said?
My brother Paul is in a Lifetime original movie as a detective investigating the death of a valedictorian at a high school because all threats to getting into the perfect college are starting to become eliminated, and he's come in to investigate just who might be murdering high school valedictorians.
This is amazing to begin with, one. And two, where can we find this?
Probably
Lifetime would be my guess.
Are you getting an advanced copy? Like,
it's aired twice.
Oh, it's already aired.
It's aired twice. You know, follow my brother on Twitter, and he tweets out every time this thing airs. I know that Lifetime has an app, but when you log into the Lifetime app to watch the movie, you also need to log into your cable provider. And since all of us have cut the cord, like, who has a cable provider anymore? You know what I mean?
I
use Michaela's mom's login because she's old and it's great. Nice.
Well, Matt, you have one because your parents probably have one, right? That was not a dig. That's not a dig. That's not a dig.
You just go upstairs and watch it on their TV.
Listen, Matt, you're gonna move out to your goal is to move out, and like when you move out, you're like, why would you have a cable?
Yeah,
like why would you have traditional cable?
So the only reason why I would want cable, I'd have to investigate stuff like Sling, like some of those companies where you can buy for the streaming. Because when I get my own place, I do want to build a live streaming room. Partially inspired by, you'll get to experience it on December 12th. But one of our shows, 91 Donkey Lane, Robert Bacon, who hosts that show, literally built a podcasting room with a 4-camera setup where he can cut to close-ups and wide shots and all types of different stuff within the StreamYard program. So I want to build something similar to that where when the Grammys happen, Chris Fafios and I can do a live stream of us watching the Grammys and reacting to it. Or when it's the Emmys, we can have the people from my favorite episode come over and react to it and kind of...
You don't want to just do that in StreamYard here without the travel, or is the travel part of it? Is going into a Sheets and maybe catching coronavirus, is that part of the adventure?
I mean, that's part of the adventure, but I think that there's something to be said about and I'm talking about post corona for stuff like this, but a classic shot of three friends hanging out on a couch, having a very visceral reaction to who's winning or not winning awards. I'm actually really bummed that we weren't able to get any type of video of my favorite episode of host, Kathleen, during the Schitt's Creek sweep at the Emmys. Because the text messages we were getting was just oh my god, it's happening. Oh god, I can't believe they're doing this.
Matt, I want to be supportive, but have you tested the waters on this? Because Big Yank says we don't need a 4-camera feed of Matt Kelly.
No, we don't need 4 cameras of me.
I think we 7 of Matt Kelly.
Yeah, no, where I'm all angles
from on that one.
But
low angle, high angle. internal angle. Let's put a camera up your thing.
Did they, so with head of the class, did they,
I think that's what it's called.
Did they give, like, you know, cause sometimes they want to keep the ending secret. Did Paul have to film like four or five different killer reveals to make sure that no one leaked how the Lifetime movie ended?
That crap is spoiled in the trailer, Matt. If you watch the trailer to this Lifetime show, you're gonna see who the killer is.
Yeah, I know. I was texting
you
about it.
They blow the whole thing in the trailer. It is no bueno. But is that my Thanksgiving plan? Yeah, it is. Paul's coming over. We are gonna eat some turkey. And we're gonna watch his Lifetime original movie, and it's gonna be tight.
I mean, that's a pretty cool plan. If I was to suggest a plan similar to that, it would be fill your belly and then fill your mind with the belly of the beast as a
the Steven Seagal classic that we watched before Comic-Con a few years ago. That movie. I actually had this conversation with Heidi because we watched Starship Troopers with our friend Casper Van Dien the other day. As I'm searching for Starship Troopers, I put in the ST in the streaming platform and it starts giving me suggestions. The first suggestion when you put in ST, it gives you the star movies like Star Wars, Star Trek. And then it says Steven Seagal. And I stopped and I said, Heidi, like, you'd never seen Starship Troopers. What else have you not seen? I said, have you never seen the Steven Seagal movie? And she goes, no.
Like, not a single one?
Not a single one.
Wow.
No.
Like, not even Under Siege?
Under Siege would be me being kind to her. I might make her ass watch Glimmer Man or some shit like that.
Dude,
like,
Belly, I might be like, they don't get better Belly, than Belly listen, the Beast.
No, I know, Matt, that like late stage Steven Seagal is like fun to watch and you can laugh at him, but I kind of want her to watch something where Hollywood still kind of had something invested in that guy. And we know how it ended up. Yeah. I think there's something later. I think there's something even sadder about the late stage denial of the like Steven Seagal movies that he was still making for Hollywood. And I told you the story from Glimmer Man, where a friend of mine worked in post and he worked in digital. And it was when Steven Seagal was starting to put on weight. And his job was to like remove pieces of like his chin and stuff and like go in and digitally start cleaning up Steven Seagal to make him look thinner. And so he's working in post and it was his birthday.
I mean, Steven Seagal could literally just run over a fortune teller's wife if he needed to get thinner, as I've learned from cinema.
Well, listen, you're mixing some stuff up. That's some Stephen King shit right there. But listen, thinner. In Glimmer Man post, here's a story. It's a true story. My buddy had his birthday and they all celebrated with a cake and it was for the post department. They have the cake and then nobody finishes. So he puts the cake in the fridge. It's like a shared office fridge. My buddy goes home and the next day he's headed to work and he's like, you know what? I'm going to get some coffee and I'm going to have that fucking cake. I'm going to have the rest of my birthday cake. I'm looking forward to it. There's like half of a cake left. He's definitely going to have it.
Oh, no.
That was the day Steven Seagal decided to come with his buddies and oversee some of the editing going on.
No.
My buddy walks into the kitchen, and Steven Seagal is on his knees with the fridge door open, eating the cake out of the box with his hands like a dog.
Can I just say that makes me so happy.
He's like... Not that dogs have hands, but he's like an animal.
Is that what you're thankful for, cake. Katie? Is that story specifically?
I'm very thankful that Steven Seagal used cake like the rest of us.
Well, you can see the end results 20 years later.
In the cafeteria, I'm going to be on my knees, like Steven Seagal, just shoveling.
He was so upset that Steven Seagal had completely just annihilated his cake like an animal.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know if you guys have done this before, but I've definitely been the roommate that ate my roommate's ice cream that's like a fancy ice cream because it was just like, she's like, yeah, you can try a bite of it. And I was like, great. And then like, I was off to work and I'm just like, uh-oh. Now I've eaten it all. Whoops. That was like freaking gelato that costs like $10 a fucking can.
Katie, that's on her for buying $10 a can gelato. And you know what?
It is. At
that point, you're not a roommate. You're an addict. And she needed to realize she lived with an addict. So That's on her. That's on her for not seeing the signs and intervening. Okay, you needed her help. You needed support. She was not there for you.
And
that is
also
the problem.
Why Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
your roommate should have come to you and been like, Katie,
you have a problem.
I've never seen somebody get knocked down as many times as you. And I've, and I've never seen somebody get up and start eating again as many times as you.
And now I'm on a new diet. It's fine.
Listen, we all get knocked down. Okay. Which okay. I think one hit thunder has done Chumbawamba.
Yeah.
So there's one another plug for our podcast.
We'll just say quick plug on that. One of the most interesting bands you will ever hear about is Chumbawamba. Oh,
those guys are Defund the Police times a million. Yeah. They are
the rockers. Most punk rock band that has ever existed.
Well, listen, Geekscapists, Ben Stahl on Facebook says, Happy Thanksgiving, Jonathan and crew. Let's get back to it. What are we thankful for? Ladies first, as we go around. I know I took the first spot, but...
I mean, that's accurate.
What you got? What you got, Katie?
I just deferred it to Matt because he's a lady. I was just kidding. No, I'm super thankful for you guys and like bringing me onto this crew. Like everybody has been so unbelievably kind. Obviously,
I invited Shane and he didn't make it. So
yeah. Well, clearly he's behind Incelbot, so like it's fine. But yeah, no, everybody has been so freaking awesome, and I don't know what it means to any female out there who either listens to this podcast or watches it, but it's so nice to be a part of a crew that also loves the things that I love. And it takes a long time to find that kind of a crew. So I'm thankful to be here and be a part of your guys' crew.
Well, Katie, that is amazing because we have mucho plans for you going forward, especially since you're the funniest member of our roster.
We'll see.
Derek is in no rush to bring back a video game show, so you have to do it. And when COVID is over, we're going to be doing live shows. So
I can't wait. I honestly cannot wait. I miss doing live shows. I this last year has told me nothing. It's like, I need a like audience. I need a live audience to feed off of.
And no offense to Wizard of Video Games on Twitch. Like, he's a great audience member. But I'm like you. We need that live rapport.
Yeah.
The energy.
Yeah.
The lights of the theater. Katie, what about geek stuff? Is there geek stuff that like in your life is currently like your jam?
Oh man, here's the thing. This new job has been so overwhelming. The most geeky stuff that I've been really into lately has just been acting stuff, and that's super geeky.
Oh yeah, you're gonna go out to Vegas and film your starring
your
role.
Special.
My movie special? No, yeah. It's a pilot. I'm still not sure if I'm going to film it because there might be COVID restrictions. So I've booked my hotel. I have no idea whether or not I'm actually going.
Damn you, Obama.
Is that quite soon? When is that supposed to be happening?
It's supposed to be December 4th and 5th.
Okay,
and
so like coming right up.
Still have no idea. Mm-hmm. It's been insane. I mean, I've gone through several table readings. I have my costume, which I'm super like they sent me my costume, which it
shouldn't they just keep that in Vegas? You got to transport it yourself.
Well, because it was easier just to send it to me to see if it fit instead of me going early and having a pre-fitting,
right?
All that stuff. And I'm not gonna
lie, it is an octopus suit. You do have to work with it a bit. There is some puppeteering involved.
I kind of look like Brienne of Tarth. I'm not gonna lie. I know. Oh. It's so cool.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. And like, I'm like, I want to wear this thing, but like, I have to like shoot this freaking thing.
You can't just like wear it around the house for fun.
Oh, I will. I will. If you want, I'll go put it on right now. But
No. I think you signed an NDA.
I mean,
you can't. Don't wear it on Geekscape. I don't want their lawyers coming after me. Like, they come after horror movie night. Okay. Like, we're not doing that. There's enough cease and desist going on around Geekscape with the horror movie night boys running around all irresponsibly.
Totally. So I am very wear it off.
Matt, you're gonna just message Matt on Facebook.
If Matt keeps standing up on the live stream, he's gonna get this entire video pulled off the internet. You need to stop it. Stop it, Matt.
Aren't they selling those at Hot Topic now too?
Yeah.
Those are officially licensed. None of this. Matt's selling this out of his trunk. That's why he's driving to Pittsburgh. He's got a trunk sale going on there. Any of you horror kids want a mask with Jason Voorhees on? Hey, I'm in the parking lot of a Sheetz. Hit me up. He probably put that out on Instagram. 30-minute flash sale in the back of my trunk. Sheetz off of the freeway. Come on by. Buy a horror movie night shirt. Wear a mask. Ain't nobody out here doing it. You just give them away to everybody that Sheetz met. You just walk through Sheetz.
Yeah, yeah, you got it.
Matt, were you wearing that shirt when you walked through Sheetz? The shirt that is telling people to wear a mask?
No, no.
Were you scared too, or like?
No, it was. I mean, it was yesterday.
He put it on just so he could sell them on this podcast.
It was yesterday, so I do change my clothes from day to day. So
why? It's the pandemic.
I have been very good at a daily shower and like clothes change every single morning.
That's a huge deal.
I've put on.
You are getting ready for 2021 pants,
jeans,
in a brand new way.
Everything. There's not been one day that I've done pajama pants.
Are you serious? Because I'm wearing pajama pants right now. Like right now.
I think
that's something you're thankful for.
I think they're putting pants on these days.
Katie is thankful for her grimace colored pajama pants. I think that rules.
I think it was more California raisin, but
let's see that color again.
Yeah, is it California raisin? Barney purple.
Geekscapists, what do you think? You're watching this live. Is that the purple on Grimace, or is that Barney or California raisin?
Did you hear my knee pop?
Yeah, Katie.
Okay, I'm working out.
We got to get back to that live show before we have age it. Geekscapists, I do want to open up the comments and make sure we'll read them here on the air if you tell us what you're thankful for. Like Big Yank says, I'm thankful for finally watching Star Trek The Next Generation. It's amazing so far. Cue Heidi wanting to watch it with you because that's one of her favorite shows.
Honestly, if you can get past that first episode, things are great. Because those first two episodes, I was like, why am I watching this?
Derek, how about you, man? I know that we already had a little bit of Thanksgiving up there in Canada, but what are you thankful for, buddy? And if you say you all at Geekscape, then that's just some saccharine crap, and I know you're cheating. So, like,
Matt already
said that, and Katie already said that. So, come on.
I'm going to put another little spin on the same thing. I have other things that I can talk about. I finished Miles Morales. That was great in terms of a geeky thankfulness. I had so much fun with that this weekend, and I can't wait to listen to the special episode now. See if you guys cried, how much you cried, all that sort of stuff.
Did you cry?
It was quite a bit. Yeah. Especially, I don't even want to talk about it, but the post mission. Yeah. Just heartwarming, heartbreaking. In terms of a spin on saying the same thing everyone else has been saying, I feel like the last, you know, I've known you, Jonathan, and you, Matt, for a long time, and I feel like, you know, the last few years I've been very like, just kind of in and out, and I feel like I disappear for a while and don't talk to anybody for a while and all that sort of stuff. But I feel like you guys are always, you know, whenever I'm ready to step back in and whenever I'm ready to talk or whatever, like you guys are just always right there. And it's like, it's like we never skipped a beat type thing. And I don't know, you guys are like family to me and I really appreciate that. I always know that if I need to drop out or whatever, it's fine. And it's stuff that I've been like struggling with for a while, obviously like quite a long time at this point, but, I don't know, you guys are like my brothers and I love you both so much. And the ability to act like we never skipped a beat just means so much to me. So thank you.
Is this where you break it to us that you're going to go work for Nerdist? Is that what this is?
Are they still around? I thought they should.
I feel like they kind of tanked.
I mean, I will say like piggybacking off of that, like, I remember the first Comic-Con in a while when you and I hung out. And, like, mm-hmm. you know, I've said this before on our, when we were doing the We Wish We Were at Comic-Con episode of this, but, like,
yeah,
literally every year,
if we go on long enough, every episode turns into I Wish We Were at Comic-Con.
That's true. But every year, and I will stick by this, the best day of every single Comic-Con is the day before it opens up, when you and I just the two of us wander around San Diego on the little scooters and just catch up on what's been going on the last year. So I'm always thankful for having you in my life, having you part of this show for sure.
We've got Katie now, so now Katie can join us.
She's gonna enjoy. Oh man, she's gonna get that mango salsa.
Yeah, so
I hope Rock and Baja makes it to this game.
I know.
Jeez, I never thought about that.
Katie, you don't know the tradition, but because Wednesday is the day that the floor opens for preview night at Comic-Con, we get down there on Tuesday morning and we set up the booth and we get in usually before noon, around 1, by that time on Tuesday, we set up the booth and then we go and grab lunch. We dump everything and then we go eat lunch at Rock and Baja. Then we go back and we set up the booth in the convention center and we kind of walk around the convention floor a little bit, see everybody setting up stuff. Usually there's stuff that's covered up that, you know, is for some corporate reveal, things like that. So it's cool to go up and like see some of the other vendors and that community that we see every year. We only see them at Comic-Con every year. And, guys, like I miss Comic-Con a lot and hopefully, you know, we have a lot of, hopefully we're able to celebrate in person at Comic-Con this year. You know, it looks like America's slowly getting it together. Let's not completely feel like we're out of the woods on that politically, but, there's a lot of work still to be done and we all have to be responsible, and keep getting tested and keep adding to the research and trusting science. And, you know, I read the news line, there was a headline today that the Biden administration, which got announced today and they got approved for their funding and their transition team, they were on the line with one of the greatest bays of all time, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, about how to get this COVID in under control. And New Zealand, as we know, is completely conquered COVID and it just has it on lock. And now we've got, you know, the Biden administration talking to him, being like, hey, we know we spilled water on every single gremlin there is, but how do we get them all back together? Because this is really out of control. I don't know. But hopefully there are no gremlins that aren't manageable running around next summer and we can do Comic-Con and have fun. I know that Los Angeles Comic-Con is already pushing forward with sales and announcements for Los Angeles in September. We were talking to a couple film festivals over the past week about their plans to doing hybrid digital in-person festivities. So I think 2021 is going to be weird. And now we've got this Wonder Woman movie coming out in December. And I'll go ahead and predict it right now. As much as we're going to watch those movies in December, I don't think that theaters are going to survive 2021 if those movies like Tenet, Wonder Woman, James Bond, some of the movies that either came out or got pulled from theaters in 2020 aren't released. Bill and Ted 3. I think they're going to be released every weekend through post-COVID 2021 just to make sure that there are butts in the seats in theaters to keep those doors open, or you're going to start seeing some really interesting closures of theaters and malls. And I will go ahead and give you my Tony Stark prediction of the future that companies like Apple, Netflix, Hulu, who are developing content and buying films and releasing them, are going to want some of that real estate. And you may end up seeing mergers or acquisitions from places like Apple, Netflix, etc., buying some portions of these theater chains and taking, let's say, Disney buying them and Disney says, hey, listen, malls aren't really going to exist anymore because the real estate is too skyrocketed and people aren't going to malls in numbers anymore. We can't put our Disney stores in the malls. Apple's going to not be able to put their Apple stores in malls. They're going to transition those to the lobbies of theaters. You're going to see an Apple AMC or an Apple Regal Cinemark or some version of that where their lobby space is going to be your Apple store or your Disney store. And most of their theatrical stuff will be the films that they acquire and distribute and produce in-house. Like, it's just, I think it's unavoidable that kind of,
well, here's the thing is that once 2021 hits, it's not going to be very different than what we've been experiencing.
I thought, like, as soon as the calendar rolled over, it was like,
I mean, that's what, late, that's right?
As soon as Biden puts his hand on the Bible,
but
right?
We're good. Yeah. And like, that's what it does feel like. But like, there's going to be a long process, especially if and when we get that vaccine. It's not going to be till the summer. And then we're still going to have to wait for like several times. Like, there's going to be a long process to this. And I think we have to gird our loins in a sense where it's like, we're not going to get back to normal immediately.
What if you get another stimulus check, though, you know?
I think that we can get the virus under control, but the second that we have the mango salsa at Rock and Baja, it breaks out again. Right. I think that Rock and Baja mango salsa might actually be the hot spot for everything.
Like giant, like...
It's a petri dish. Yeah. Of COVID, it's a whole COVID hotspot.
I don't
people
know,
are just reaching
guys...
their hands into that like that giant thing of chips. Like...
Steven Seagal's going to be in there putting his hand in the salsa, shoving it in his mouth.
And he's just like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your birthday salsa.
There's no way he fucking apologized.
True. Even though he was like on all his knees.
Yeah. he's like a multi-pedal fucking sofa that
was If he said like, anything, it was way. Don't look at me.
Yeah, no way.
Don't take pictures. NDA.
He probably looked up and goes, you got milk? George Pepe says he wants live music to come back. You
agreed.
And me both, brother.
Agreed. And like, here's the thing is that like, as much as we're excited to get to that point where we have live shows, where we have live comedy, we have live music, we do have to be patient because... One, this vaccine, when we get it, might take a couple rounds before we're all actually truly vaccinated. And I think that's something that we have to really prepare ourselves for, is that like, as soon as Biden won, there was a point where I like walked out of the house without a mask on because I was like, everything's fine now.
Going to Taco Bell.
Yes. Oh fuck, Taco Bell. God, I miss that. But at the
Taco Bell's
have
not closed, people. Taco Bells are still there. They might actually help you get inoculated because the toxicity levels of their food.
They're so
not gonna not gonna lie. I had it like 3 weeks ago, but yeah, I've immediately felt unhealthy and then way healthier once it was out of my system.
You know, you just got to clear out the bells at some point. But I do think that there is a point where we do have to be very cautious going into this whole vaccine, to this next stage, where as much as we want to get back to society and back to AKA normalcy, we're going to have to be a little bit patient on all of this.
Agreed. That's why I keep building my purge weapons.
No.
If I have free time, I'm putting some nails through some baseball bats. That's all I'm saying. It's like...
Gone on full Negan.
Yeah, I just figure it's...
Little barbed wire on the bat.
Well, I think that if people are like, oh, you got to be safe, a mask is a half measure. If you really want to be safe, you're going to be making purge weapons because you never know when people are going to be like, knock, knock, you got some stuff in there? And it's like, yeah, I do. It's a baseball bat with your skull.
Those on. PS5s are hard to find.
They yep. are.
That's
they
all are. I'm saying. Yeah. So, Matt. We've got this charity stream coming up all day on December 12th. It's going to be a lot of fun. That is a Saturday, December 12th. It's going to feature all sorts of stuff. You are planning it. You've got a lot of the Geekscape Network coming together to be a part of it. Is there any chance that Derek will be a part of that on the video game
so
side?
We are in talks. Derek,
we'll see if we can work something out.
Yeah, Derek's tossed out the rope to maybe a Geekscape Games reunion happening on the live stream. And then...
Can we add Katie to make sure it runs properly?
I'm not gonna tell Derek how his podcast is run, but if he wants to extend that offer right now, he's more than welcome to.
Matt, it doesn't. I would like it to start running. That is why I'm pulling rank.
Which is not the first
time. We just need to tell not Shane that it's time. Starting about 4 hours before it actually starts. And then he'll be there just when we want him to be.
But yeah, I think it will be a very fun time. We've got a ton of crazy things lined up. Some good discussions, some good panels. We're still working out like guests. I think we found a really cool charity that I really, really liked. But I don't want to say, oh, we're raising money for this charity without the charity giving the approval. So actually, you know what? We'll do it. We'll do it right now on air. I'm going to ask you.
John, question.
Yeah. How would you feel about a Geekscape t-shirt bundle? And instead of us doing it for a specific charity, we tell people to donate to their charity of their choice and send us their receipt for their donation, and we will pick one at random and give them a t-shirt bundle of Geekscape swag.
Yeah, of course. Of course I would do that.
Because then we're helping a bunch of charities. Listen, so instead of just one.
I need to start moving more comics into that closet. The only way I'm going to do it is by getting rid of those t-shirts. So, like, you'll be helping me out a whole lot.
There we go. Then, yeah.
And I'll go ahead and say it right now. If you donate more than $50 to either John Ossoff or the Warnock campaign in Georgia, I'll go ahead and send me the receipt that you spent more than $50 donating to the Georgia Democratic runoffs. And I'll send you some Geekscape stuff.
Right.
I'll send you a Geekscape t-shirt. Go ahead and just send me that receipt and I'll send you a Geekscape t-shirt.
There we go.
Because that is it. And absolutely, if we're running that stream, that's easy, man. I got all those Geekscape shirts in storage and I'll mail them to anybody who makes a donation.
Cool.
We can raffle them on the day for sure on the 12th and do all that. But from here through the January 5th runoffs, if you donate more than $50, I'll put some shirts in the mail.
As a Canadian, can I ask what that is?
Well, our democracy started fixing itself, kinda, Derek. And I know that we got the right president. We don't necessarily have the right Senate yet, but it can be flipped if two Democratic senators.
What are the runoffs, though? What does that mean?
That is
so
it.
It's too close to call, and they're doing a second election type of thing where they have to go and vote again and make sure that they're in the Senate as opposed to it being too close to call.
All right.
So it's simply for these two senatorial seats in
which
Georgia.
Could flip the Senate.
Completely
sure,
flip the Senate.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So, it's all or nothing on that stuff because. That's just the way our checks and balances sometimes work.
I'll do it.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. All right, everybody. That is what we are thankful for. We're really looking forward to this year and getting on to 2021. There's still some really great stuff, though. Like we just said, that charity is going to be awesome. We got some really great Geekscape stuff coming up for you guys in the rest of the year. I believe my friend Nate The Rock Corey, not that Rock, but he's also a UFC fighter. He's going to come on, I think, next week and talk about a Kickstarter campaign he's starting on Black Friday for his Zombie Cage Fighter trade paperback. Nate is awesome. He was a guest at ZombieCon. We were fans and friends very quickly. He's been a guest at our Geekscape booth at Comic-Con. And when Nate said that he was launching a Kickstarter for his graphic novel that's a zombie UFC cage fighting thing, I was like, dude, come on. Of course. He could grab my head and squish it like a grape, but he's also the biggest geek I know. And he's welcome on the show anytime. We also have a few other people possibly coming on the show between now and the new year. We've got that Less Than Jake album coming out on December 11th, along with Krista Makes, our past guests, book. And there's just tons of cool stuff like the Punchline.
You gotta go check out that Punchline music special. I'm telling you, it's such a fun 55 minutes. Whether you know their music or not, it's good stuff.
Geekscape's got a lot of friends going on with stuff and a lot of stuff going on for you, Geekscapists. Do us a favor, subscribe to these shows, especially because Matt is busting his butt making them. And we'll keep making this one. We'll keep doing the flagship show. Katie and I'll keep the lights on for y'all. Keep subscribing, keep sharing with your friends, and keep those reviews coming in. We love doing it. So we're going to reward you with some more free stuff. Keep it moving. Anything to add? I think I've asked that before. All right. For Katie, Derek, and Matthew, this is Jonathan saying we are grateful for you. Have a great American Thanksgiving week.
And a great Thursday in Canada.
And spend it responsibly and safely. Over and out. Peace.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.